immigration to Washington State from the Philippines.
Welcome back to Immigrants Around the World. We are your hosts. I'm Mariam.
I'm Gabby.
Today we are interviewing two Filipino immigrants.
Hello.
Hi.
Why did you migrate to Washington State?
I came in 1906 because my dad heard of jobs, and Ryan came in 1903 because he got a scholarship to study at the University of Washington.
What pushed you out of the Philippines?
Well, we were in an American colony. At the time, we had a lot of economic instability.
Also, the U.S. made laws that prevented other Asian immigrants from working.
We are glad you're here. What was living in Washington State like?
Terrible. I worked in a salmon industry cutting fish. No one else wanted the job. Other people got to do fishing and stuff.
I worked as a houseboy for a hotel. All the other people got good jobs. When we heard about anti-Filipino discrimination, we were devastated.
Our bunkhouse was burned down, our neighbors were killed, and we were chased out of the valley. Well, okay.
Sorry. How do you think Filipinos impacted on Washington State?
We have done a lot.
In 1979, Dolores Sabanga became the first Seattle City Council member of the Filipino ancestry.
Velma Veloira won the election to the Washington State Legislature in Seattle's 11th District, making her another official of Filipino ancestry. And they've done many other things.
And that concludes this show. I'm a little ODD. Most people really don't get me. I'm the girl in the back of the class. Blank stare, don't care, don't ask. I'm a little ODD. And I see the way they look at me. I can hear it when they talk that trash. Say any minute she gon' crack.
This immigration story is brought to you by
Jade, Ryan,
Gabby,
and Mariam.